Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, you guys are going to have to school me because I am really, really confused about the stock market. Johnson & Johnson is facing two possible major kind of legal decisions based on cancer, based on the opioid crisis, yet the stock went up. The stock's actually going up today. We have two headlines on Johnson & Johnson, but the stock's going up. So, who knows? Maybe it's because there's some closure. So first, Johnson & Johnson, and looks like other companies, are reportedly on the verge of a $26 billion opioid settlement as a result of thousands of lawsuits filed by victims over the U.S. opioid crisis. So the three biggest U.S. drug distribution companies and drug maker Johnson & Johnson are now on the verge of settling. And I guess as a precursor to the bigger deal, the distribution companies AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson agreed mid-trial to pay up to $1.1 billion to settle claims by New York State and two of its biggest counties over their role in the opioid epidemic. The trial is expected to continue, but the settlement leaves only three drug manufacturers as defendants. Now, the deal with the New York Attorney General Letitia James and the Long Island counties of Nassau and Suffolk came 3 weeks into the first jury trial accusing companies of profiting from a flood of addictive painkillers that devastated communities. Now, Letitia James said, while no amount of money will ever compensate for the millions of addictions, the hundreds of thousands of deaths, or the countless communities decimated by opioids, this money will be vital in preventing any future devastation. Now, I don't know if this then prevents these companies from not entering lawsuits with other states. That's just one state. That's just New York. And Johnson & Johnson settled with New York already last month, just before the trial started there. They were prepared to contribute up to $5 billion to the national settlement. So it would be then hopefully national. And again, I'm not trying to be on the side of these companies. It's just I am still not 1,000% convinced that 100% of the opioid problem is pharmaceutical-based. All right? Having taken care of patients who were in pain and having been trained and understandably advised that if we doctors don't show mercy and help people struggle through their pain and force them to be in pain with, you know, because we're fearing them becoming addicted, we could not only be sued, but it could be criminal. And so we have a pain problem. We might have a narcotic problem, but the bigger problem is a pain problem. And we need pharmaceutical companies to still help us in this pain fight. So decimating a pharmaceutical company or a medical supply company, I don't know, is the real answer. Now, they say the settlement is not an admission of liability or wrongdoing, and the company will continue to defend against any litigation that the final agreement does not resolve. The distribution companies face thousands of similar legal claims from state and local governments across the country and have long been trying to settle them all. The New York deal would become a part of a national agreement if one can be struck later this year. State and local governments say distribution companies did not have proper controls to flag or halt shipments to pharmacies that received outsized shares of powerful and addictive prescription painkillers. The companies have maintained that they were filling orders of legal drugs placed by doctors, so they shouldn't shoulder blame for the nation's addiction and overdose crisis. So be prepared. If if the pharmaceutical companies can be legally found liable, then next are the pharmacies. And the pharmacies have already been, you know, sued. And then the pharmacies are going to say, but it was the doctors. The doctors wrote the prescriptions. We just filled the orders. And they're not wrong in that. A pharmacy is supposed to fill a prescription. If they don't, they could be liable. So they fill the prescription. They get in trouble. So then it goes to the doctors. Then the doctors are going to be sued and be attacked for their prescriptions. And so that's why a lot of doctors out there are saying, I'm done. I'm not going to manage pain. The average person has called telemedicine and has reached out to me saying, I can't find anyone to help me manage my pain. I'm in pain. I'm scared to death of being in pain one day because I don't know what laws would allow providers to help me if this continues. So under the New York settlement, the three companies would provide more than $1 billion to be used to abate the epidemic in the state. The money would be delivered in 18 annual payments. So when I had brought up, you know, look, it's not fair that, you know, these companies get decimated. Some of you think there's billions of dollars. These companies are doing well. Well, in another headline, Johnson & Johnson is weighing the possibility of bankruptcy. Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson, who we needed to be a part of the COVID vaccine fight. They are considering spinning off liabilities from its baby powder unit due to ongoing litigation. They plan to seek bankruptcy protection. The plan would allow the company to potentially pay out lower settlements to the smaller company, Reuters reported on Sunday. Those sources told the publication that the company could use a merger law in Texas that allows companies to split into at least two entities known as a two-step bankruptcy. Johnson & Johnson has not made a decision on whether it will pursue the bankruptcy plan. So, again, many of you are probably looking at this going, I am not going to sit here and, you know, play a violin for pharmaceutical companies. But who did we go to? Who did we call immediately when the COVID crisis happened? What do you do when you're in pain? You go to the doctor. The doctor writes a medication. That medication is at the pharmacy. Why? Because of a pharmaceutical company. I'm not saying they're the biggest heroes of the day, but I think we really need to evaluate if somebody did, let's say, overdose on heroin, how much of it really was Johnson & Johnson or McKesson's fault? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the five-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We are back in the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one fast food chain I don't go to a lot, not for any particular reason. It's they have yummy eats, but it's Taco Bell. I don't really go a lot to Taco Bell or Del Taco, and I think the reason why is there are so many good Mexican restaurants and fast food, like Roberto's and Rubio's and things like that, then when I do crave an arroz con pollo or burrito or something, I end up going there. So I don't really go a lot to Taco Bell. But Taco Bell and Del Taco, those are some of the more famous and popular fast food chains. Well, Taco Bell is in the news because apparently they are dealing with a major ingredient shortage, and I don't think they're the only ones. They say the pandemic forced many factories to close. It limited temporary visas for workers on farms and slowed transportation. So it has resulted in food shortages across the U.S. as the food industry struggles to keep up with the newly opened restaurants, sports arenas, and food. restaurants. So, at Taco Bell, a message was posted atop the company's website, and the company actually apologized for having a more slimmed-down menu. They said, sorry if we can't feed your current crave. Due to national ingredient shortages and delivery delays, we may be out of some items. Customers who frequent the chain obviously shared their concern on social media. There have been shortages of everything from meat, tortillas, sour cream, sodas, and the hot sauce packets. So, I guess somebody was upset saying, somebody tell me how Taco Bell ran out of sour cream. So, there's been a lot of, Stephen Johnson wrote, this pandemic has brought on a lot of shortages that I've been able to live with. Today, however, my Taco Bell told me that there's a mild sauce shortage and they ran out. That's one product shortage too many. Now it's serious. Rolling Smoke wrote, went to Taco Bell and bought a 10-pack of tacos, and what I was given was 10 of these. Are we having a meat shortage in America? And the picture is not a lot of meat. So somebody wrote, for anyone craving Taco Bell tonight, I'll save you the drive. They don't have chicken or beef. National shortage or something. I just ate black beans in a hard shell. Was not worth it. Now, they should not... The franchises should not be selling any sort of half meat filled taco. But like I said, I mean, I'm a fan. I just don't usually eat at Taco Bell because when I want Mexican food, again, I have so many other choices where I live. On Reddit, fans of Yum Brands, Taco Bell's owned by Yum, discussed the topics of their favorite menu items. One talked about Taco Bell running out of tortillas, lettuce, and tomato. An employee said they are out pretty much of anything that comes fresh. Now, I own a couple hair salons, and we've been having issues getting certain hair products also. I mean, this is not anything that just, this isn't just plaguing restaurants. I mean, this is plaguing, sadly, all industries. So what's been going on? Well, supply chain issues, of course. Apparently, the fried chicken chain was attempting to head off any chance of shortfall of ingredients. Popeyes, America's president Sammy Siddiqui, said the company's strategy was reflective of a broader market environment that is emerging in the COVID pandemic, and demand for chicken has surged following a meat processing slowdown during the pandemic, so prices are spiking as suppliers struggle to keep up. They say demand is very high right now, and consumer spending is surging. We're planning appropriately. So I guess some Popeyes has announced that they have been stockpiling frozen chicken now for months. It's frozen. Yeah. We're not talking fresh chicken, okay? Realize that in fast food, I work fast food, it's frozen. Maybe it's supposed to be frozen pretty fresh, but it's not, yeah. They don't just kill the chicken, all right, and then serve you. So some of these companies have been hoarding and stockpiling. And I think we all saw the writing on the wall last year, but anyway, so this problem is not going away. They said it's not so much, though, a scarcity of the product. It's the cargo ships, the trains, the trucks are buckling under the ongoing stress of the pandemic. There were facility closures, reduced labor at farms, factories, warehouses. So now, there's issues with plasticking, issues with, you know, cooking oil. There's been also a lot of, shall we say, diversion of food and resources, because as there's been concerts and now games and, conference championships, there's been huge orders that have had to fill. And so when you have somebody saying, look, you know, we're going to be giving you a multi-million dollar order, then that's going to get the attention. So they say U.S. Foods, an industry supplier, reported in its July chicken trends report that labor shortages, freight costs, and supply issues continue to be a problem for most meat processors coming off the pandemic. In the case of chicken, the increased demand and constrained supply has some higher prices, with the USDA reporting that at $3.25 a pound, the price of chicken wings in June was double what it was last year. The price of wholesale chicken breasts has skyrocketed. That's why I like thigh meat. Yeah, it's just tastier. I know it's more caloric, but still. But wholesale chicken breasts jumped to $1.91 a pound from 93 cents in the same period. Overall, wholesale chicken prices were 93 cents a pound in June compared to 68 cents in 2020. So there is an overall trend where the consumer price index, which is an average measure in the change of the price of consumer goods, rose about 5.4% over the past year. But also keep in mind, there's a whole lot of other issues going on. You have minimum wage going up. You have people not wanting to come back into the workforce. So many of these companies have to add on bonuses and up people's pay to try to get them off unemployment to come back to work. Then if they're paying extra for supplies, that price is going to be passed down to the consumer. I went to a restaurant, and when I saw a sandwich at the $18 mark, I'm like, what are we doing? You can't, $18 for a sandwich, that like is a fancy schmancy restaurant price, and we're talking about just a basic family restaurant. Not cool. You can't go into a diner and be able to get, you know, a $2.99 breakfast. You can't do that, not in my neck of the woods. And then, of course, supply chains and truckers, you know, there's a lot of demand for truckers and people to, you know, help bring supplies throughout the nation. I love the trucking industry. But a big issue we have is many people that have been homed and sidelined, they might have relaxed with some marijuana, with some alcohol, things like that. You can't drive for a company if you smoke weed. And there are many people out there that are probably considering, you know what, I think I'm going to pass. Marijuana is legal in my state. I like it. I don't know if I'm going to stop everything and go back to work. I've been kind of comfortable the last 16 months. So we sadly have a whole slew of issues, which is why you can't just lock people down. You can't just lock up the country. It just doesn't work. And then you can't just turn around and open everything back up. That's the problem we're having with masks. You know, in my neck of the woods, they're going to have an emergency meeting in Southern Nevada to figure out if they're going to, bring back mandated masks or not. You know, you can't tell people to wear masks and all of a sudden say, oh, you're vaccinated, so you can take them off. Because if your whole reasoning was to prevent, you know, low risk spread, vaccinated individuals have low risk spread. It's kind of, you know, hypocritical. So either no masks or masks. But to do this back and forth, it just doesn't make sense. Especially when the masks aren't, you know, N95 respirators. They're these, you know, crappy, flimsy cloth things that people make at home to put on their face so they can technically say they have a face covering. It's just not cutting it. So whether, you know, it's food, whether it's retail, whether it's the health industry, we are definitely seeing long-term ramifications from lockdowns in addition to the pandemic still going on and still surging. And I don't know how Taco Bell is going to recover, you know, and how fast food is going to be able to charge $9 sandwiches. You go to fast food for their 99-cent menu, not a $9 burger. And I've been at some fast food places where that's exactly what they're charging per sandwich. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says his expectations for flying on the edge of space were dramatically exceeded. During a press conference following the space flight, Bezos talks about the future of Blue Origin.
We're going to fly human missions twice more this year. And what we do in the following year, I'm not sure yet.
President Biden is meeting with the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the president paying respects for what the team did off the field.
Your team stepped up off the field, too, donating millions of meals to families in need, helping Americans exercise their sacred right to vote, including at the Raymond James Stadium. Your stadium also became a lifeline for families in Tampa Bay this spring, administering nearly 200,000 vaccine shots.
USA Radio News. Speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell calls out politicians for saying that we should defund police as crimes rise across the country.
Leaders at the local, state, and federal level should be acting to confront the surge in violent crime that's plaguing our nation. For about a year now, the political left has grown obsessed with the notion that police officers are inherently bad, policing is inherently evil.
President Biden has stated he does not want to defund the police and that money from the American Rescue Plan can be used to train and hire more officers. A new survey finds that more Americans struggle to pay their medical bills during the coronavirus pandemic. The reasons include being infected with COVID-19, losing income, or losing employer health insurance coverage. The survey conducted by the Commonwealth Fund shows that more than a third of insured adults and half of those without insurance said they had an issue paying a medical bill. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I hate hearing these near misses, but apparently United Airlines jet was seconds away from a head-on collision with an EasyJet plane. This wasn't in America. This was near Paris. After an air traffic controller had a slip of the tongue at Charles de Gaulle Airport. That is the main airport in Paris. The controller had meant to say 09 left in the incident that happened on July 20th, about a year ago. An EasyJet pilot was prepared for takeoff, saw the plane bearing down on them, and the pilot intervened, and the United flight aborted the landing seconds before the crash. I don't know why we're only hearing about this now. but that's a pretty big mess up. So this United Airlines jet had 73 people on board. It was seconds away from a head-on collision. Now, I was in... No. This was the last... This was 2 years ago. I was in France a couple years ago. We went to see Pointe du Hoc and the beaches of Normandy. So we went there in 2019 at the end of June. So I think we would have been okay. Now, hold on. I dropped my glasses. Yeah, you can't be dropping your glasses in the studio because you can't find them. So an EasyJet plane was preparing for takeoff on the runway of the Paris airport before pilots saw the United Boeing bearing down on them less than 300 feet off the ground. So the near disaster occurred on July 20th last year when the tower controller mistakenly told the United flight from Newark, New Jersey that it was cleared to land on runway 09 right. The plane was supposed to be on 09 left, and the pilots assumed they were being told to sidestep to the right. So landings had been carried out on the runway of 09 left, while takeoffs were departing from runway 09 right. I would just switch the numbers, okay? That's what I would do. But shortly before the landing, the United Flight Air France Boeing 787 had demanded to land on runway 09 right, the longer of the two, because of a technical problem that added to the controller's confusion. You know, it just blows my mind how many things could go wrong and how we are at the mercy of hopefully somebody not screwing up. Sadly, this is why there's such a push for there to be automation. I don't know if I trust non-human air traffic controllers. I don't know if you could have somebody hack into the system. I don't trust computers. I don't. And so I guess Air France Boeing had demanded to land on runway 09 right, the longer of the two. They had a technical problem. The pilot asked for confirmation, but used the non-standard word understand instead of confirm, which is an English expression not grasped by the French controller. So they said, understand cleared to land 09 right, sidestep for 9 right United 57. The report stated that the pilot should always ask for reconfirmation of an order rather than repeating what they think they heard. The controller did not react and at the same time cleared the EasyJet Airbus bound for Malaga to depart on the same runway. This is a big screw up. And once, I guess, they started to see the incoming danger, the Boeing was less than a mile away, traveling at 160 miles an hour. The EasyJet co-pilot intervened and said on the right, traffic landing 09 right. He also told the Boeing, go around 09 right, go around. The United flight came within 80 feet of the ground and was 250 feet from the end of the runway before it aborted the landing and redirected its path. Now, the controller told investigators she thought her tongue had slipped because she was focused on runway 09 right with an Air France Boeing 787 that had just landed there. United pilots were also criticized for not using clear language, so everybody's blaming everybody else. Not sure if that person is still working there, but not cool, not cool at all. You know, I take planes, and I manage pretty well. I don't like to fly. If I think about it, I get nervous. If I don't think about it, I'm good. But, man, when you think of all the different things that could go wrong, it sure is scary. But you know what doesn't seem to go wrong? Any football played by Tom Brady. And Tom Brady and the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers got their visit to the White House with President Joe Biden. President Joe Biden welcomed Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the White House. This is the first visit by the reigning NFL champions since 2017. It was Brady's first visit since 2005 with the New England Patriots when George Bush was in office. He has won Super Bowls during four different administrations, but apparently skipped visits by the Patriots in 2015 with Barack Obama and 2017 with Donald Trump. The Patriots as a team chose not to attend after winning in 2019. So not exactly sure. I think there were politics involved and all that, which was not cool. So anyway, Brady was, of course, front and center because he brought the Bucks a Super Bowl win, and Tampa Lightning won the Stanley Cup, so Tampa's been very, very happy. And Coach Bruce Arians' owner, Brian Glazer, was at the ceremony. They were joking about age. The president even pushed vaccination and thanked the players for their great work. Brady is a 7-time Super Bowl championship. He said, not a lot of people think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won. And he's smiling. He's a funny guy. He said, we had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. You guys remember that? He thought it was third down and it was fourth down. And I remember that one. He said, we had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they start calling me Sleepy Tom. Why do they do that to me? So Biden was presented with the traditional gift of a number 46 jersey, which Glazer said was appropriate since Tampa Bay is heading into its 46th season as a franchise. So pretty cool. I'm pretty happy that the Bucks won. In fact, I even put money on the Bucks to win. As long as Tom Brady's playing, I think the Bucks might win next year as well. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am a Dallas, Texas fan, Dallas Cowboy fan. I just don't know how well they're going to do this next year. I hope Dak Prescott's ankle can hold up. Sadly, 6 people have been hospitalized after a house explodes in Plano, Texas. 6 people were hospitalized, and Plano Fire Rescue said on Twitter that an explosion was confirmed in a home in a Dallas suburb. Not sure the cause. Atmos Energy Corporation, one of the largest natural gas distributors in the nation, is currently helping with the investigation. Fire officials said that of the 6 people hospitalized, one was extricated from the rubble of the home that exploded, and the other 5 were in a home next door. Witnesses told news outlets they heard a series of booms, which sounded like lightning. There were surrounding homes that also sustained damage, so we still don't know why. A neighbor told KTVT, all of a sudden, I heard what I thought was my sliding glass door breaking, and I just noticed 2 picture frames on the wall fall down and the sound that didn't match up. When my husband pulled into our garage, the roof in our garage had caved in. So right now, fire officials are joined by scenes by members of the FBI, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, in addition to Plano Police. Police brought in an explosives detecting dog, but the dog did not discover an explosive or hazardous materials. See, if a dog doesn't find them, does that mean you could really rely on that? I mean, I ask my dog to make sure there's no mice or critters in the house or scorpions, and the dog comes back going, "All good, Mommy." And then I just walk into the next room and there's one. So, my dog, I thought was pretty well trained. It's pretty useless when it comes to that. So I can never volunteer my dog for something like that because she would just be like, "There's no eats." I'm like, "I'm not having you search for eats. I'm having you search for bombs." And the dog would be like, "Oh, good, Mommy." 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health. even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this isn't really a new headline. I told you guys, you know, right after the Affordable Care Act and all the changes that happened with high deductibles, and now the patients have to carry the burden of paying for their medical care, that the system wasn't going to work. We knew that. And sadly, because of what happened with COVID, they say 50% of people who were, over 50% of people who were affected either by COVID or job loss, they can't even touch their medical bills. And the majority of them do seem to be Hispanic, African American, those that don't obviously have, white collar jobs that offered health insurance with low deductibles, which there aren't a lot of. So multiple groups of individuals, unfortunately, are looking at their medical bills that they got during COVID or during the pandemic, or now because of delayed care and possible cancer screening and things like that, that they just can't cover it. I was going to do my colonoscopy before I turned 50, because it's in the family and I was doing my screening. And luckily the surgical center called and said, Dahlia, all right, you're going to have to pay $1,200 when you get here. And I'm like, really? I still have that much of my deductible? They go, yeah. They go, but, if you were 50, then it would be under screening. So that's a good thing with the ACA. At least colonoscopies get covered as screening. So I'm like, well, then why not just wait till I'm 50? So it was coming up, so I was able to put it off. Now, I still don't know if I'm going to have to pay anything out of pocket. But $1,200, that's a lot of money. And I'm a physician. I didn't have just $1,200, right? For me to postpone that, and even though I know the risk of postponing a screening test, that's a decision I made because I'm like, $1,200 is a lot of money right now. And we don't know what's going to happen, especially if Taco Bell can't fill their tacos with meat. All right, what other shortages are there going to be in prices going up? And so I'm actually surprised it's only 50%+. I'm surprised it's not more. So why is this a headline now? Well, because I think this is a conversation we need to have. The government wants to spend trillions of dollars, I get, on infrastructure, on free college, free daycare. It all sounds good. I mean, it all sounds, oh, wow, this sounds good. That'd be cool for everybody to get to go to college and, parents not to have to spend a lot of money on daycare. We need money. Everybody needs money. But we have a growing problem where if the average person can't spend any money or the amount that it costs on their health care, that's probably going to be one of the next biggest public health crises. In fact, that could be one of the reasons why we had, sadly, so many deaths with COVID. 40% of them were diabetics. If somebody's an out-of-control diabetic, they're going to be at higher risk for COVID, for pneumonia, for cancer, for a whole variety of things. Neuropathy, blindness, kidney disease. So if people can't afford their medication, they're not going to take the medication. If people can't afford their screening, they're not going to get the screen. If they can't afford their deductible because their deductible went up to 10 grand, then they're not going to go to the medical provider. So you're probably going to see some reports later going, look, since the ACA, we have cut healthcare spending. Well, it's because, and I'm one of them, I'm like, I'm not going. My deductible's so high, I'm going to wait. I'll put off the pap smear. I'll put off the mammogram. So that's a big concern because if we're putting stuff off, then we're not going to catch the cancer or we're going to unfortunately be more severe in terms of our high blood pressure or diabetes or kidney disease or COPD or CHF or whatever. So how did we handle this problem before? Well, and we're going to be really, really honest, okay? So if somebody didn't pay their medical bill before the Great Recession, okay? Doctors were they were pushovers. Doctors would work with them, help them with their bills, cut some stuff off. I remember I told you I had a family member who showed me a whole slew of bills, and the medical bill was in the back, and he goes, this is the order in which I'm going to pay him. And I go, why is the medical bill in the back? Oh, they always help write most of it off. Is that doctor still in business? I mean, I get that, but if the power company will just shut your power off, they get the money. So with medical bills, the first layer was the doctor's office will work with you. The next layer would be, all right, well, we're going to ask you to make some payments. The next layer, if that didn't happen, is you might get fired from that doctor's office. And if there's not a lot of other doctors nearby, that would concern people. The next layer would be maybe a collection company trying to collect. They might affect your credit. If that didn't work, you might actually then be sued, and there might be a garnishing of wages depending on what the medical bills were, etc. So after the recession, all right, a lot of, and then now coming into COVID, a lot of people don't really fear their credit because a lot of people haven't had a job for months. So already their credit has been blown and they've been in debt. So the credit isn't really an incentive or de-incentive. Then when in terms of, well, your doctor's going to fire you, I could just go on to telemedicine. I could just walk into an urgent care. Who cares if my doctor fires me? So that doesn't seem to be much of a concern. Then you can't really sue somebody and garnish their wages if they're not working. So the healthcare industry is, I think, seeing a very concerning trend where if people don't pay their bills, and if insurance isn't paying their bills because of high deductibles, hospitals and medical centers and doctors and nurses, they're going to need some heavy-duty bailouts. And I think the average person who has been decimated from COVID, the last thing they're really thinking about is their neighborhood doctor's office. They're trying to think about, how am I going to put food on the table? So should we be maybe, as we're looking at this $1 trillion spending, maybe starting to prioritize which sector might need the money? I think college and community college is a very, very nice thing for people. I just think it's a little lower on the priorities when it comes to food, when it comes to medical care. And I think we are going to have a population that is not really going to be in the habit of paying medical bills. If you've been out of work, if you've had super high deductibles, if you've been sick, and of course the nearby doctor in the hospital is going to help you without forcing you to open up your wallet, you're not going to be, you know, jumping on, I'm going to pay this bill. And the threat of, well, that place won't see you. Most hospitals, if they get government funds, they have to see you. So if we have a population that can't or later won't pay their medical bills, how do hospitals stay open? How do doctor's offices stay open? You know, I'm hearing that there's a lot of companies that when they do look for a medical provider, the output needed by that medical provider is so much that it's not supposed to so much cover that doctor's salary, but the fact that you might only get paid by 1 in 5 patients these days. Oh, so I don't know what the answer is. I totally understand why patients aren't paying their medical bills. I get that. But, you know, every now and then you'll hear in the news that a doctor wrote off all the debt of their whole practice. Well, you can't collect on it. Nobody's working. So it's going to be a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.